The Gemara here on Memdala Mibes brings a maisa regarding a machlek Shmuel and Karna. What I want to talk about is not in the gas so much the content of the machlekes, but what happened. There was a case of a katana. Gemara is a case where a katana accepted kedusha without her father knowing about it, which of course, when a Torah should not be a kedusha at all. So the Gemara says that Shmuel Paskin, she needs tzricha get to tzricha miyun, whatever the cheshbon of the Gemara is, and Karna disagreed. There was a dispute between Shmuel and Karna. So they figured they're going to ask Rav. Rav was the other gadol hador, and they'll send a message to Rav, and he asked him what he holds. But when they sent the message to him, the Gemara says here in the middle of the Amid that they told him there was a machlokes in our base medrash. Afchua shadrua lekami derav. But they switched the names around. Instead of saying Shmuel said, you need a get, and miyun, they switched it and they said, Karna said, you need a get and you need me. They switched the shitas around. Why did they do that? So Rashi, Peldik Rashi, Rashi says they knew Rav was good friends with Shmuel, which is funny because they fight all the time. But Rav was good friends with Shmuel. And if they're going to tell him Shmuel holds this way, Rav will agree with him. He's more likely to agree with him. So they switched it around. And at the end, Rav said, like Shmuel really said, that's Tzricha get, it's Tzricha miyun. So that's the context here in the Gemara. The Shaila that I gave out in the copies here, in it seems four different Gedolei Yisrael talk about it. He brings the Tshuva Beis Yaakov, Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, and the Chidah. And he and Rav Palim in Zeschela Gimel, Simen Aleph. The Shaila was the following. Somebody is a Dayan. There are three Dayanim in a Bezdin. And someone's a Dayan. And the other two Dayanim said their opinion. And the one remaining Dayan disagrees with them. But he knows if he says his opinion, he's going to be outvoted 2-1. So he gets an idea. He says, he'll say, any idea, I don't know. The halach is, if the third dayan doesn't know, you add two more dayanim to the bezdin. You make it five. And once you make it five, there's hope. Because two of them said one way. And this one who feels differently, if the other two will agree with him, so he'll out the three, allowed to vote to two. So the question was, if a dayan is allowed to do such a thing. As a similar shaila, if Bezdin is paskening dinei nefashos, let's say you have a Bezdin of 23, they're paskening dinei nefashos, and 22 say he's chayav misa. And the 23rd feels that he's not chayav misa. But he was going to say what he really feels. He says he's not chayav misa, and 22 say he's chayav, so what's going to happen? They'll give him misa. 22 say he's chayav misa, one says not. So what's the eitzah? So he should also say Chayav Misa. And then you have 23. Halach is the whole business says he's Chayav Misa. So we don't give Misa. Because we say there was no one to be Mahapil Pesluzay. So the question really is, if he's allowed to lie in order to cause the din that he feels is correct to happen. What? You can argue Pekuach Nefesh. And therefore, you could lie. So every case of Bezdin is because of Fashas.
What happens if he doesn't lie?
So if he doesn't lie, he's going to lose.
And what happens?
In the case of it, they're going to kill him. 22. If a Bezdin 23, 22 says Chayav Misa, one says he's not, so they give him Misa.
His vote is deciding the decision.
His vote is deciding it in a very strange way.
He could say yes, and then he's late saving the guy.
If he says Chayav Misa, he's saving the guy. So Shailas, is he allowed to lie in order... He's lying. He's saying something that's not true. He's changing the truth. That's called lying. It's somebody asked me if it's Toras Akum, if when he goes to the cash register, he hides something, and he hides something under the cash register, and they ring everything up, and they missed it. It's Toras Akum. So, yeah, you point a gun at someone, say, give me your money, or I'll kill you. It's Toras Akum. You're not really going to kill the guy. If he doesn't give you money, you're not going to kill him. It's totally Toras Akum, I told you. But anyway, the shaila is where there's an isser for the dayan to lie in order to get what he feels is the truth, No, it's an awkward. It's an opposite thing. He has to lie to cause what he feels is true to happen.
What?
So that's the question. He's Mekayim Tzedek Tzedek. He's making the right thing come out. He feels the right psak is what he says. In order for his psak to come out, he's got to fuck from. He's got to lie, and by lying, he'll make the right psak come out.
That's good.
That's good. But the question is, if he's allowed to lie to make. So he brings that this was a dispute. What? What does that mean? He just says, I don't want to vote. He's not lying. Apparently that's not an option. I don't know. Yeah. All right. So what is he going to say? I don't know. All right. Anyway, the question is the shaila. Is he allowed to lie to make what he thinks is the correct didn't happen? So he brings that the Beis Yaakov originally had the shaila, and that subsequently the Shvus Yaakov and the Chidah argued on the Sheker part of the shaila. The Shvus Yaakov said that you're allowed to lie. Very interesting. He says you're allowed to lie b'nei Shalom. You're allowed to lie because of Shalom. And what's more important, Shalom or Mishpat? So he brings a pasuk that emes u mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem. So mishpat shalom is mishpat. So in order to make the mishpat, the correct mishpat, come out, you're allowed to lie. So that's the psak of Shus Yaakov. Shus Yaakov looks at it not as a lie. No, really, what Shus Yaakov is really saying is that, you see, is the lie also because of the words of the lie, or because of what the lie accomplishes? Is it the means or is it the end? Is it the lie that's wrong, or what the lie causes to happen? That's the avera. The Shus Yaakov seems to say that if the end justifies the mean. In other words, since I'm going to end up with mishpat, so it justifies saying sheker. That was the Shus Yaakov's opinion, and the Chidah disagreed. The Chidah brought an interesting raya. He brings a Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Aleph. I owe someone $100. So he comes to Beis Din, he's tevea me 200. Why is he tevea me 200? He wants to make me into a maida b'miktzah. He says, no, I'm not going to swear, I'm going to have to pay 200. So I'll outsmart him. He says, I owe him 200. I'll say, I don't owe you anything. And later I'll go and give him the $100 and I'll part to myself. So the Gemara says, that's also because of Midvash Sheketircha. The Gemara is Shavuos Lamed Aleph. See, there, you're lying in order to get the mishpat correct. So the Chidah says that it's a raya, that you're not allowed to lie even to cause the correct didn't to come out. Agav, you should know what to do if anybody ever does that to you. If you owe someone $100, you today owe $200. So what's the eitzah? What's the eitzah? B'metziah. Daftalid. Halach. The Eitzah is, you say, I owe you 100, and here it is. The Halach is, if you pay him on the spot, you're not about the B'miktas. That's the Torah of Halach. So you get off the hook. But you don't have to accept it as accept. If you give him the 100, then you're dead Halach. Anyway, so Shus Yaakov and the Chidah have this disagreement about whether you're allowed to lie in order to fakrum this type of an arrangement. So Rav Palim, tries to find a middle ground. How do you find a middle ground between Mutter and Asur? So he says, maybe you could say a Lashon de Mishtami betray Ampi. Say a Lashon that could mean one thing or could mean another thing. Like, Anoichi Esa Becherecha. So he says, it's interesting, he says, the Gemara says, by Ketzer Meraktim Lefnei HaKala, Kala Nova Chasuda. Beishami says, Mitvah Sheket Tirchak. How could you say a kala is a kala nova chasuda if she's not? What does Beis Hillel hold? What does Beis Hillel hold? What? That's what Tyson says. He says, you don't say kala zu nova chasuda. Say kala nova chasuda. There's a nice kala someplace, and that's the way he explains the lashon mishtame betray ampi. So after this whole arichus, this disagreement, he brings our Gemara and one or two others, to show that the Lamaisa, they did lie in order to affect the Psag Din. Now here wasn't Dayanim and Bezdin, But in our Gemara, they lied. They felt if they're going to tell Rav, Shmuel holds a certain way, he's likely to paskin that way. And they don't want him to be biased. They switched it around. I don't really get it, what they gained by switching it around. Now he'll be biased the other way. So I'm not sure. It must be that they felt that Shmuel was more wrong, and they didn't want Rav to say like Shmuel. I don't know exactly what their goal was, but the Lamai said they lied. So it's a riot from this Gemara that you're allowed to lie in order to be misadded the din correctly. That's the Shachas Torah Gemara. That's what the Rav Palam brings at the end. So I want to share with you Rav Chaim Knievsky that I saw a very long time ago, and I mentioned whenever we talk about in Yonim of Emes and Sheker, Rav Chaim Knievsky has a pirush on Masechtas Kutim. Forget about most people learning Masechtas Kutim. Most people don't even know that it exists, that there's a Masechtas Kutim. It was not written by the Kutim. It was written by the Rabban HaSavroi it's called Masechtas, not a Masechtas in Shas. It was written after the Amoraim. And in the Masechtas Kutim, Oislamid, Rechaim Knievsky has a very long Arichus, Amidvar Sheket Tirchak. He says something very interesting. He actually brings that it's a Yerayim. But he's saying everybody holds that way. He says, Midvar Sheket Tirchak, the Aveira of lying, is only Minatayra, is only Bedine Eidis Umamin. The Varsheket Tirchak says in the parasha of Batei Dinim. And he says that Avo Mimishake Bidvarav Ba'alma Umirames Chaveiroi Loimatsinu Behed Yubakra. Somebody who lies and fools his friend, we don't find Beferish anywhere in the Pasik that it's Aser. Says the Rambam doesn't bring a Minyan HaMitzvahs Midvarsheket Tirchak. And Shai Chuvla Rabbeinu Yaina Mona Tes Mine Shkarim. And he brings psukim from Nach that talk about Midas Tavis, that talk about L'mayd L'shayim Dabe Sheker, other things such as that. So Ba'be Shammai seems to be a right that Ba'be Shammai holds with Dabe Sheker Tirchak. I guess he's holding if he still rejects that because of this reason. That's the only way I could understand. Reb Chaim in his Bekiyas brings a long list of places in Shas where people lied, where Tanam and Amiram said a lie. It's funny, I don't see he brings Agamara, but where they lied for a good purpose, and he holds that there's no Issur D'Oraisa to say a lie. It's interesting, Gemara in Yevam and Samach Gimel, Reb Chiya and his wife, it's famous in Shas, Reb Chiya and his wife, he had a very tough wife, a wife who gave him a very hard time. So every day his wife would send their son and ask, what does daddy want for supper? So whatever he wanted for supper, she made something else. That's what the Gemara says. What do you want for supper? Whatever you wanted for supper, she made something else. That's what it says. It says the son figured out the code. You know, when daddy asks for rice, so she makes blintzes. And when daddy asks for meat, so she makes fish. She figured it out. So he used the code. So if his father said he wanted rice, so he told his mother he wants blintzes, so she made rice. So Reb Chiya one day tells his son, you know, mommy's straightened out. She's been good. So nah, she didn't change. I figured it out. So I'm, I don't know where that's not Lashon Hara, anyway, that's what he said. I figured it out. This is the code.
But that's not lying.
Why?
That's not lying. No, he just figured it's a different language.
No, he said, what is it?
A different language.
The mother asked, what does he want? No. The mother wants to know what he wants, and she know not to make it.
You
understand? Anyway, so he told his son, the Gemara said he told his son, Leisavir Hachi, Lemoid L'Shayim Daber Sheker. He says, Mishlei, don't do that. Lemoid L'Shayim Daber Sheker. You don't get your mouth used to speaking lies. So what do you mean, Midvar Sheker Tirchak? It's an out and out lie. Why is it Midvar Sheker Tirchak? So it means a raya that Midvar Sheker Tirchak is an Isser based on the outcome in Atayra. He says, Avada, it's a midorah to say sheker, but for a tzairach, for a good tzairach, you're allowed to say sheker, except in to cause a wrong psak in Bezin. Someone says, you owe him $200. and you're saying the truth, I owe 100, so the psak should be your maida b'mitzas, and you try to change that, so that's not the correct thing to do. But otherwise, there's no isser of sheker. And he doesn't deal directly with the shayla of saying any idea to get the din to be correct. I think it's probably open to two interpretations in how Reb Chaim would deal with it. But nevertheless, it's a fascinating idea that Reb Chaim says. I think most people, when they say, how do you feel?
Baruch Hashem.
Everybody knows God is blessed. But people say, fine, it's not true, it may not be true. But there's a certain level of sheker that we apparently consider not to be a midvar sheker tircha. So apparently that was the heter here in the Gemara, that they switched Afchua, Shmuel and Rash, Shmuel and Karna. That was the heter. Pshat, I don't understand it. If they felt Rav is going to paskin like Shmuel, why does it help to turn it around? It's a vayt that Rav is going to paskin like Shmuel. Like, what did they gain? You know, Shmuel said one thing, and Karna said something else. So if they're going to send the truth, he'll say like Shmuel. So they switched it around. So he said, why are they going to say like Shmuel? I don't get it. I don't get what they gain.
Because if a person, if a Rosh says something to someone good,
yeah,
and they call Rosh to his good friend, and it's such a Kiddush, and he'll go bend over backwards and pass
away. So they felt Karna was right. That's why they switched it.
Right.
So Karna was right. Okay, I don't know. Okay, maybe. So then they're injecting their own personal opinion into the dispute. Okay, could be. A good Shabbos, gracious to everybody.